This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We're here now. We're coming on the end of near 2 weeks of these strikes. We have major threats coming along the way where they're talking about criminal action against anybody who's still striking right now. It appears the crowd is somewhat smaller today. So just kind of give me a little bit of a background as to what we're seeing right now. Is this maybe just early in the day? Did a lot of the guys go back to work?
Well, the irony is that is correct. There is a temporary restraining order against certain officers here, which ironically, we don't even issue arrest warrants for guys that steal cars, but apparently all of a sudden we arrest officers that are just trying to keep their family, themselves and families safe. So it's disappointing, not surprising from this administration. We're not short-staffed. We barely lost anyone. We're waiting on a politician to come here at 9:30, 10:30 this morning. And I told everyone to meet here at 9:30 for a meeting. So there will be more people coming, and Attica, all the Western region is strong. This doesn't affect us. We're not scared. We're not going away. We're not going back to work. And worst case scenario, I resign. And I've got a majority of officers that are also going to resign if things don't change.
Well, that brings up a really interesting point, too, is just even if these strikes were to end, you were to start having guys going back to work, you have so many people who have already quit their jobs who started looking elsewhere. So what do you do about that permanent hole that's there now?
There's always going to be a permanent hole. Unfortunately, the state has neglected the hiring for the department. We're not seen by the public, therefore we're the last to get funding. They usually take our funding. Nobody knows, so that's the easiest place to get money from. That was the sheriff that just drove by, and you hear the cheers. So, I mean, even if Kathy Hochul did put the warrants out, nobody's going to enforce it. State police aren't going to come and arrest us. Erie County sheriffs aren't going to arrest us. If I go to Erie County Jail, they're going to lock the jail down so I can have rec by myself. We're all in this together. This is all smoke and mirrors. There are rumors, I'm not confirming anything, but I've heard throughout Facebook and other places, federal government's getting involved tomorrow.
So does that worry you at all? Or is that kind of just whatever at this point? You guys have said everything at this point.
I'm not worried at all. Like I said, if we don't get what we need, I resign. It's just that simple. I can find a job anywhere else. I don't have to get urine and feces thrown in my face. I don't have to be assaulted. I can go find a job at a lumberyard for the same amount of money I make. And I don't think Kathy Hochul and her small minority of radical leftists realize that. They're just going to keep closing prisons, and that's their ultimate goal. They don't want prisons in New York State, and it's unsafe for the communities. And we're here to fight for the communities. We're here to fight against the bail reform. We're here to fight against HALT. We want our prisons back. We want prosecutions. We want everything to go back to normal before COVID. And if it doesn't happen, I resign. And then there's going to be a lot of people that are going to resign with me.
So I've been hearing rumors recently that people believe that this is going to be some type of a larger attempt at collapsing the prison system as a whole in New York State. From your end of this, do you feel that to have some type of validity, or maybe even kind of your own feelings about that as well?
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Our state hasn't been able to get any type of fiscal control on their budgets in years. Every year we're in a bigger deficit. I believe we were $7 billion in the hole before COVID hit, and after COVID we were $20 billion in the hole after receiving, I'm pretty sure it was over $40 billion. So where did the money go? It's going to special interest groups. It's going to places where it doesn't need to go. This isn't about politics. It's just about the safety of the community, is the safety of my officers, the safety of police, fire, everyone. And I'm done. We're all done playing games. We're taking a stand. And like I said, we don't get what we want. That's fine. Some of us will go back into the prisons. Some of us will. Some of us, like myself, won't. It's not worth it to me. And most, a lot of the guys that and girls, women that I work with feel the same way. We can go somewhere else. And any state in any state in this country will take us as corrections officers as we are now.
And then just some closing thoughts here. Is there anything about this that maybe you think listeners should be aware of that I didn't ask about, or something that you really just want the point to be made?
I want to thank the community again, Western New York, everyone in Western New York, every business that's donated to all the surrounding facilities, Attica, Wyoming, Collins, Wendy, Albion, Orleans. You guys have kept us going. Just the little things, bringing us a gallon of Tim Hortons coffee, beeping the horn, telling us to keep fighting, state police and Erie County sheriffs stopping and talking with us and bringing us food and coffee. Keep doing it. We need your support. Come Monday, we're going to need your support even more. I recommend every town closest to your prison, whether it be Attica, Wyoming, please join us. Please come. Have some coffee with us. Please join us. Help us. Let Kathy Hochul know we're doing this for the community, not for ourselves. Please help us. We need the help. We need the help.
Actually, just a quick rep. I actually forgot to ask this. As far as the people who left here, how many would you say ended up returning back to work as far as Wendy?
I would say probably 30 guys and maybe 40 out of 200. And I know them. They are my brothers and sisters. I don't hold it against them. We all have our own issues at home. There are a lot of threats being made, threats about our health insurance, threats about arrest, and the majority of those threats are unfounded. They're not going to happen. However, I can't tell you what to do with your family, and you do what's best for your family. You're still my brother. You're still my sister, whether you're working inside the prison or you're next to me out here outside. And when we all get back into the prisons, we all get back to work, you're still my brother and you're still my sister, and I wish you safety, and I wish everything, we can get back to normal soon.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.